News.
It's -5 and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Penny. Belleville Councilor Paul Carr had questions for Mayor Tasso Christopher about how he handled last night's council meeting. During the debate last night, Tasso did not let Councilor Carr explain his motion ahead of the councilors debating it. Carr had a motion before council outlining what should be done with money the city will receive from the casino once it's in business. The motion proposed that the money will be split four ways, 85% to infrastructure reserve for capital projects. The other councilors wanted a staff report before making such a decision, and the motion was lost on a 6-3 recorded vote. On the heels of the sale of the Oak Hills Golf Course, two more local links are being put up for sale. Just one day after the sale of Oak Hills Golf Course in Sterling, a course in the county and another in Tweed could be moved. That makes three local courses for sale, all within the same year. The new owner of Oak Hills Course in Sterling is not known, and we also do not know what he intends to do with the property. Several conditions have to be met before the sale is finalized. Charges have been withdrawn in a fatal collision on the 401 near Belleville. Charges laid against a Cornwall man in connection with a fatal accident a year ago have been withdrawn. Provincial police charged Ravinder Singh with dangerous driving causing death and dangerous driving causing bodily harm after a transport truck collided with an SUV on February 25, 2015. 54-year-old Holly Jean of Mississauga, who had been sitting in the back of the SUV when it was hit, was killed in the collision. Five other people suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Premier Kathleen Wynne says despite challenges, Ontario is on track to receive 10,000 Syrian refugees by the end of this month. The federal government is aiming to settle 25,000 refugees by the end of February, with about two-thirds expected to be government-assisted. Wynne says the refugee resettlement has been a remarkable success story, though she admits there have been some timing issues.
At this juncture, we can be confident that our combined efforts are working. Now, maybe not quite as quickly or as seamlessly as we would like in every single case. There will always be situations where there are refinements that are needed, but we are rising to the occasion.
About 7,000 Syrian refugees have already settled in Ontario since December 10th, and today the Premier announced details of some of the funding committed to helping them. Members of the Belleville Public Library will be receiving new library cards later this week. The new cards will allow easier access to printer and photocopying funds, but that and books aren't all the library has to offer. Online content, free courses, digital streaming, movies and music are some of the new additions of the card. Refreshments and new cards will be offered at their library on February 11th, but the switch can be done at any time. The proposed McDonald's and Shell gas station in Brighton near the 401 is inching closer to becoming a reality. The Ministry of Environment has approved the project, and now traffic light issues will be dealt before a building permit is issued. It's expected that there will be other commercial development along the 401 near the Brighton McDonald's in the near future. Man dead in Mississauga shooting. Peel Region Police are investigating a new homicide case. They say a man in his 20s was shot earlier this morning just northeast of Pearson Airport. The victim, whose name hasn't been released, was rushed to hospital where he died of his wounds. No arrests have been made, and no other details are known at the time. Ontario is promising a $100 million rebate program to help homeowners upgrade their furnaces, water heaters, and insulation, but there are no details just yet.
Environment and Climate Change Minister Glenn Murray says the goal of the $100 million plan is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and lower homeowners' natural gas bills. But details on the program, such as a start date, eligibility rules, and most important, the amount of financial help for homeowners, won't be announced for months. About 37,000 customers of Enbridge Gas and Union Gas can get home energy audits to identify energy-saving options, and after that, they'll be able to get some financial help to buy a new furnace, water heater, or insulation. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
A Kingston woman is facing driving and tobacco charges after a traffic stop on Sunday afternoon in the Tyndonega Township. At 12:51 p.m., Napanee OPP stopped a car going eastbound on the 401. Inside the vehicle, officers found around 1,600 unmarked cigarettes. 42-year-old Natasha Moulton of Kingston was charged with driving under suspension and possession of unmarked tobacco. She has a court date later in December. One man dead, another wounded after overnight stabbing in Toronto. One man is dead and another man is in hospital with serious injuries after stabbing. Paramedics say they believe both victims are in their 20s. One victim was located at Jane Street and Lawrence Avenue, while the other was found about a block north. There were few details immediately about the incident, which happened at around 2 a.m. this morning. Police say one person is in custody, but they are still seeking a second suspect. That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
The Belleville Farmers Market is 200 years old and still going strong. Come on down and see what the hearty winter vendors have, like locally grown winter vegetables, apples, microgreens, meats, vegan veggie burgers, home baking, freshly roasted coffee, maple products, honey, health products, preserves, crafts, and so much more. Visit Jackie, Paul, and the rest of the vendors. Open year-round Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at Market Square on Pinnacle Street across from the bus terminal at 8 a.m. Belleville Farmers Market for fun, freshness, and local flavor.
QNET News Sports, NHL breaking news. Toronto Maple Leafs captain Dion Phaneuf has been traded to the Ottawa Senators as part of a 9-player deal. Players going to the Leafs are Jared Cowan, Colin Greeting, Milan Mikolic, Tobias Lindbergh, and a second-round pick in 2017. Players going to the Senators are Dion Phaneuf, Matt Fratton, Casey Bailey, Ryan Rupert, and Cody Donahue. The Blue Jays have landed a big deal last night. The Jays signed AL MVP Josh Donaldson to a 2-year deal worth nearly $29 million. Both sides were set for an arbitration hearing on February 15th due to a $450,000 gap between the club and Donaldson offer. Donaldson posted a .297 batting average with 41 home runs and 123 RBIs to help the Blue Jays reach the playoffs for the first time since winning consecutive World Series in 1992 and 1993. The Toronto Raptors have remained 2 games back of Cleveland in the race for the best record in the East by topping the Detroit Pistons 103-89 in the Motor City last night. Kyle Lowry scored 25 points for the Raptors, and the Raptors have now won 23 consecutive games. DeMar DeRozan scored 17 points for the Raptors, ending a streak of 5 games with at least 20 points. The Raptors have taken 14 of the last 15 games. The Raps are looking to finish off strong going into the All-Star break tomorrow night against the Timberwolves. The surging Penguins end the Ducks' win streak. Sidney Crosby scored a pair of goals on breakaways to extend his goal streak to a career-best 7 games and added 2 assists to help the Pittsburgh Penguins continue their hot streak with a 6-2 win over the Anaheim Ducks. The Penguins have now won 6 of 7 and snapped the Ducks' 6-game win streak. The Winnipeg Jets have signed defenseman Dustin Byfuglien to a $38 million 5-year extension. The 30-year-old was set to become an unrestricted free agent this summer. In other hockey, Henrik Lundqvist made 27 saves to lead the New York Rangers to their first 3-game winning streak since November with a 2-1 victory over the Devils. The Red Wings blanked Florida 3-0 as Pavel Datsyuk scored twice midway through the third period. Peter Mrazek made 23 saves for his 4th shutout of the season. Mark Stone had 2 goals and an assist as the Ottawa Senators grounded the Lightning 5-1. It's a very busy night of play in the NHL with a dozen games on tap. First off, Logan Couture and the San Jose Sharks traveled to Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. Los Angeles is in Boston to take on the Bruins. Florida is at Buffalo to take on the Sabres. The Ducks are in Philly to take on the Flyers. The New York Islanders are in Columbus to visit the Blue Jackets. Tampa Bay is in Winnipeg to take on the Habs. The Winnipeg Jets flew into St. Louis to take on the Blues. Washington is in Nashville. The Stars are in Minnesota to take on the Wild. McDavid and the Oilers are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. The Canucks are in Colorado to take on the Avalanche. And finally, the Leafs are in Calgary and will look to put out the Flames to start their Western road trip. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather. The three-day forecast for Belleville. Tonight will be -1 with flurries. Wednesday has a high of -3 with scattered flurries. Thursday has a high of -11 with a mix of sun and cloud. And Friday has a high of -5 with few flurries. At 12:10, it's -5. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter. I'm Tyler Penny, news on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.